Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher. Welcome to Sports Inside and Out, the podcast, Saturday morning edition, and I'm your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher. Coming up here on board now, I see the flashing light, 945, got to be Wally Jones. Listen, thank you so much for letting us join you this morning, and of course, thank you for making Sports Inside and Out, even the Saturday morning podcast, one of the favorite of all the legends. When legends speak, people listen. Thank you so much for voting our show, which is Sports Inside and Out, Legends of Sports, the number one sports talk show for legends on radio, broadcasting on SoundCloud, American Forces Network, iHeartRadio, and all our affiliations around the world. Thank you so much. Don't forget to continue to like our page, Sports Inside and Out Legends Facebook, and LinkedIn and our Twitter accounts. You'll be able to hear all of our archived delayed broadcasts for Sports Inside and Out. Now we got to get ready. We had a great time last week in Charleston, South Carolina. And I think, Wally, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Coach. How you feeling?
Hey, Wally, I'm going to tell you, we had a ball, man. But Bone Crusher down there and those kids, fantastic facility down there. I think it was called Arthur Christopher Facility in Charleston. We had a great group of young kids from the toddlers to the teenagers. We had a great crossover, Wally, and I got to give credit where credit due. Jerry Bias, your nephew, really turned it out there in Charleston, and then, of course, Bone Crusher came down and put the Bone Crusher type to a little bit on top of it, and it was a great situation, Wally.
Yeah, it was, Coach Hatcher. It's such a wonderful cause, not only the youth itself, but one of the biggest causes was Kate Lea. The young lady that had leukemia, and Mr. Martin with the Martin family, such a beautiful family. The idea of raising money not only for her, but, you know, Coach, the medical hospitals, he's doing a great job of really trying to provide something in the community to show where the private sector, business sector, the political sector, the people involved, to really make a change down in Charleston with the young people and also with the health of the young people. So I was very excited to be there. Had a wonderful time and met some wonderful people, and that's what I think.
Really did, really did. It's top notch, and we're just going to go over because we want to really follow up on that. The type of people we met, who we met, Jesse Jackson's son, and everybody was there. Had a great time with these guys. But you know, Wally, that young lady, you know, when we really met the entire family, which is her dad, of course, is Jerry's partner in their. In their mortgage, in their investment firm, that young lady, they're going to send some pictures for us. We're going to actually have her be our poster child for a while with Sports Inside and Out because she is a trooper. That beautiful little smile just melts you, you know. And she's such an intelligent little thing, you know. And you know, just so you can tell the exuberance of the spirit that's in her eyes. She really knows that she's going to get well. And with the family and the business community, I was not really shocked, Wally, but I was very, very proud of your nephew and to see the type of not just businesses and people. His swim lane with one of the Len Johnson. His dad was one of
Dr.
the four founders with Gator Rivers down in Savannah. This young man, so proud of him, just got a notation from my son. They're going to check him out. Charles and them said they're going to definitely check him out. He is the head of George Washington University in Washington, D.C., Cancer Research Institute. He's a cancer surgeon, a young
That's
guy.
Right.
You know, and to
yeah.
see that type of stuff, and when you see the camaraderization that the University of Virginia connection and the Georgia Tech connection, while it goes to show you and makes you feel real good of where these young men who utilize sports to get, because you're talking about guys who were University of Virginia football players, basketball
right.
players.
John Moore.
Even
John Moore.
Yeah, right. And yeah. even Jerry Bias, your nephew, was a ball player, you know, but he saw his vision in through University of Virginia in business. So it was very good to be able to see that. And then, of course, we had a great time with Jesse Jackson's son. Jonah is something else. Last time we remember seeing that guy, Wally, he was a little teeny child when we first
That's
came
right.
up through, and Jesse That's Jackson brought us up through Illinois and got us implanted with a girl, a lady named Cheryl Adams. That was her name, Cheryl Adams,
right.
who gave us our first contract down in Central Illinois. But Jesse was the one that brought me up, brought us over to Operation Push. He was getting ready to push it into actually it was Operation Breadbasket, which came into Operation Push. And
yes.
got us out there and got us in the mix. And he was so surprised. And, you know, he said, wow, that's right. I remember you guys. You know, and he was just a small guy, a small kid, man, coming up. And, really, you know, right back, course, we was out there with Butterbean Love, Norm Glenn Lear. We had all the guys with us out there, and he had a great time, man. But it was really good to see where they are now in their lives and how they're reaching back and paying attention to what is needed to be done by following the suit of what's going on with Sports Insider now. Very, very proud to see Wally.
Yeah, I actually wrote a note to all of our contributors. Jonathan Jackson is a professor at Chicago State, and to just sit and talk with him about what they're doing in Chicago and what he's been
yeah.
doing in education throughout the years. But I'm going to go back to Dr. Johnson. He's a graduate of Duke. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, graduate of Duke University, the Duke connection
yeah,
back there. That's what it was.
Yeah. The other connection was Chris Jenkins, a Notre Dame graduate, played with Adrian Dantley. He,
right.
Benefit Keurig, the coffee machine where they have those small coffee makers like that, and now he's a professor at Notre Dame. He's giving back
yeah.
in that manner.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see a guy that was very knowledgeable, of course, about the game because he played it. He played overseas
right.
also in Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
The networking like that is so important. But I was so impressed with the people that came from all over the country to support his
yeah.
endeavor. And
yeah.
I think that we're going to continue our partnership with them to follow up with the kids there, because one of the things we did was the academic action plan. We
mm-hmm.
talked about reading, the importance of reading. I actually showed a copy of my book that I co-authored with Jim Washington, Black Champions, Challenge American Sports, to give them some historical background about black history. Because
mm-hmm.
where Jerry lives and where all that is, everybody knows the history of Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those historical buildings, the unfortunate slave. I mean, they have sites where they actually sold slaves down in the Charleston area. And also
mm-hmm.
Summit, Fort Summit, the historical view of the Civil War. So many things were so ingratiating there. I just enjoyed it, enjoyed the family. And I think we got something going, Coach. We may be
yeah.
going back down to the beach, maybe
yeah.
with the champ. Maybe going back down
yeah.
there for the Boxing Hall of Fame Museum in Myrtle
right.
Beach. They're going to
right. Talk with the champ yesterday. He's working on trying to get things ready for us. Of course, he's working diligently. He said he had to leave. He was on his way on a flight out from Myrtle Beach yesterday, but he said he's working on trying to get the situation ready for June the 16th and 17th there, but hopefully he'll be able to come through what's needed to bring Sports Sense out of to bring the remote down there, of course, and we'll get back. Also, I reached out for Ken Johnson, the great Johnson Marketing in Richmond, and you know, the guys who does the Apple
tournament. Barclay Center, right there.
He said he does things in Madison Square Garden. He's going to be doing this year, but having him involved is going to be interesting. I did send him some information that he needed pertaining to what we're doing with Sports Inside and Out, and look to hear something back from him shortly on that. But it's a great opportunity and great time, great situation to see these young guys doing and taking it to the next level there, Wally. It was very gratifying.
He also puts the August Jazz Festival right here in Richmond. I mean, big.
He does the annual Richmond Jazz Festival during the summer. We call it Summerfest.
I had a chance to attend it a couple of years ago. The outstanding lineup of performers across the jazz genre. And it was really exciting. Opportunity to be where Jerry was. He had a tent, and of course, he had representation from his wine company. I meant to mention his winery, Windsor Oak Winery.
I was very surprised that his wines are rated. His wines are rated in the top 20 in the country. That was very interesting to see. I just saw the Windsor Oak Winery, and his wines is what you know is rated in the top 20 in the country and top 10. I said top 20. Yeah, top 10 on the East Coast, top 20 in the country, top 10 on the East Coast. I didn't know that was a wine valley down there in Charlottesville, Virginia,
down in that region. Virginia grapes.
Yeah, don't we know about the grapes?
Exciting. I've been watching the games also. The game yesterday was off the chart.
Wait a minute, is this Bobby? Wait a minute. Yeah, 917 popped up. Hey, what's up, Bobby?
Yeah. What's happening?
Games last night, boy. Let me tell you something, man. Cleveland look good, man. I'm gonna tell you point blank. The big three, he got them another big three there, boy. I mean, them boys playing some ball, man. I mean, them kids when them cats hitting over 66 points between them or 60 plus points between them, they're gonna be hard to beat, Wally. I forgot his name, Wally. Yeah, they had such a great championship series for a while. Livingston.
What game?
No, he's talking about for Cleveland.
For Cleveland.
Oh, for Cleveland.
The good little guard. Deladova. Yeah, that's the name.
Deladova, he's a rough kid.
But you know, I like the way he plays, man. He's hard nosed. Hard nose playing, boy. I was surprised last year when I saw him. You know, the boy can shoot some threes now. He done develop a little something out there. Yeah. Well, Bobby, what's going on with you, big timer?
Oh, man. I'm like you. That Cleveland, I really like it. But I'm just going over something he spoke about in September. And it not only needs to go for the pros, but it needs to go for college and for the understanding of where athletes are now in their conditioning. And we wanted them to take it easy on Curry earlier. This may possibly cost them the championship.
Because
they're not the same team at all with him. And it's not only his scoring, it's that ball movement. And he had a consistent ball movement team.
Well, I think you said something we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, and hopefully our listeners really pay attention to what the breakdown from these analytical input experts are that's on this team, because you're talking from coaching to players, from scouting, and we were talked about it just briefly then, and he said that it ain't quite the same. I mean, it's some telltale wear that's coming down on this situation with Golden State guys. And I'm looking at them, and I was just popping and just, you know, listening and just checking little things out now. You know, it ain't going to be no cakewalk on this particular run from Wally out west. I don't see it, but I'm picking up something that I'm seeing Popovich is doing out there, and it reminds me of that Miami thing there, Wally. I mean, he's adjusting. He seems to be adjusting. Every series, no matter who he's playing, he's adjusting to the team. And every series or every situation that he's getting into, very similar, Bobby, to what he did against Miami when they beat him for the championship down there. He saw something and adjusted his entire series completely. He just watched everything from the rest of the season and then adjusted to that one particular thing because he's seeing something. He's seeing something, man, but he ain't speaking. One thing I got to do, that old school antic that he's got, I'll see you when I see you, is out there. You know, I see you when I see you. Yeah.
Well, he got some veterans, man. We picked up all this David West, Kelvin Martin, even Andre Miller. But he's got, I'm going to tell you, rotation of 10 guys. He got enough to put some guys out there.
Yeah.
And they're going to have some rest because they're going to get rid of the Grizzlies. But I'm going back to little guys again. It was 2-0 Hawks against Boston, and Isaiah Thomas went off.
Oh, Isaiah played a great game.
That was one of the greatest games I've seen by a guard out of the Boston guard. I mean, he played some basketball, but
he did. That was real.
Impressed with coach there. That coach there with Boston got those boys still playing. They're missing Avery Bradley, and that's an integral part of their defense. And the young man can also score, having 15 points a game. It's a good. I like series. To be truthful, Coach and Bobby, I don't like it when they run through. I like those close games and the excitement. Yeah. Who's going to step up? Because that's where you make your name in the playoffs. You step up, and the pressure's most needed. And exciting series on all of them. Really, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, no question about it, guys. No question about it. I think it's going to be very interesting. The way things are going. Got some good information back from Ms. Stowe, Wally, on the Hoop new foundation that's coming up that we're, of course, Pamela, our former program coordinator, and still assist us in what we're doing with Sports Insider. Now, it's a new 501c3 just popped up in the Midwest. It's going to cover the entire central Midwest from Chicago to St. Louis and on over to Danville and Peoria and whatnot. It's a new 501c3 that's going to take up something that we were doing with former pro Dave Robish. Used to be with the L.A. Lakers and the Denver Nuggets for a while. A great All-American out of Kansas with JoJo White. We were doing something with him. Had a proposal. Now that seemed to be regurgitating and recycling itself back into the forefront. That we might be able to do something out there, and they're actually going to be doing a facility very similar to Blue Williams. She's talked with and saw Blue Williams' facility, and they're thinking about putting a small, scaled-down version of the Blue Williams facility in Springfield, Illinois, out there, Wally.
That's a great idea.
Man, great to take care of the Midwest AAU, which is so badly needed. So very interesting, and she's going to bring, of course, us back out to recycle that initiative out there. So I put it with Howard White, H, and H, of course, loves the idea of the youth orientation for the Air Jordan Michael Brand, Air Jordan Brand. So he's going to be getting back with Pam out there on the Hoop. I think it's called Hoop. I forgot the name of the nonprofit, but it is going to be a Nike-based hoop facility, AA for AAU out there. So we look forward
that's
to
good.
That.
Keep them off the street. Get them young people off the street.
Got to keep them off the street, Wally. And that's the whole key because, you know, I was surprised that, you know, this is going to really, she said, to draw from Chicago because Chicago is not on the radar right now to do anything about these youth right now. So it has to be done from Springfield, the capital, for these kids to come out of Chicago to be a part of being at such a big basketball heritage from Chicago. These kids are getting lost in the shuffle because they're leaving the hoops and picking up a gun. So they, you know, this They're trying to revitalize that. And Bob, I think you can appreciate that because they're trying to reinstitute the need for a recreational footprint back in the biggest inner cities of Chicago. That's the only way they're going to stem the tide. Sports is the only way you can stem the tide for these gangs because that is the true gang they need to be in as a team. So
yeah,
you know, it's very very interesting. Hopefully we'll have that. Have that situation coming to fruition. Is anything else that right now that we got about 8 more minutes left on the update here, guys? Anything else that's coming up that's pertinent that we need?
Well,
to...
we're trying to establish the Dr. James Nesmith International basketball team, and we're going to be. Picking players out of the Florida area and Brooklyn, and we're looking forward to meeting with Coach Ford there in New York. As everyone knows from our other broadcast, that we're going to Senegal this summer, mid-July, and then next year we have a tour of Africa, France, and England. So we're picking members now. It's quite a process you have to go through with your passport, injections, and then psychologically we're going to work on knowing the culture because we're not only going there for a basketball game. We're going there for a historical history lesson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Because you know, we must keep pushing our history for our youth. That's one thing that that they're really lacking. They have no sense of thirst for history, for where they came from, and that's something we have to make them thirsty for again. You know, we came
and,
up.
We're not able to control the film industry that seems to publicize mishistory. And,
absolutely.
We need to get control over our literature.
You know,
yeah, I think that's
very important. Very important. You know, they have been short sighted in the real history history of their heritage. You know, I looked at something and I'm hearing a lot of critique on this new thing called Underground. On WGN series, and I was listening to some of the commentation on that as how misrepresented that system was because it does not really is not indicative of the real Underground Railroad. It's more of an innuendo and more drama. You know, personal dramas, you know.
The show, the TV show. But here's the point that has to be made. Speaking of Underground, Harriet Tubman will be on the $20 bill. They're getting
right.
rid of Thomas Jefferson. And I think that's a first. And also an African-American. Now, you're talking about Underground. She is the Underground. Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. Remember that, man, as a historical day when people start spending money with having a symbol of a wonderful woman.
It's got one more hurdle to pass in Congress. Hopefully that the pressures to be will get it on through, but she's got one more confirmation, Wally. And that might be during the political year something they're going to use as a political football because confirmation trying to get this done before President Obama's term is gone, but it's not firm yet. But it is leading up there, and it's being led by the grassroots and younger generation. That's one thing that's pleasing. But you know, there's hope for these naysayers and haters. Let this slide on through because that has nothing to do with this has to do with what's deserving of. You need a person that such as that caliber on our currency because that currency wouldn't be currency, but on the backs of our ancestors. That's who helped make this country.
Yeah, well, made.
What comes along with that? What comes along with that is a certain amount of truth, and that seems to be more of what we're fighting than anything else.
This thing prospered on the back of slaves. This country owes quite a bit of debt to our ancestors and to us, you know. But again, you know, we have to be able to appreciate it for our own history, our own legacy. You know, that's you got to appreciate what your forefathers have gone through.
Well,
for you to be
definitely
here.
Have.
Yeah.
Well,
no question
I've
about
said earlier, it's up to the adults of the culture to be able to go back and teach black history. And not only that, to live it while you're in the process.
Absolutely, Bobby. No question about it. You know, that's why, you know, I guess this is the popularity of our format and our show increasingly comes in to play, because this is the type of content that sports fans and fans at large and people who listen to us, you know, they expect to hear this type of content and try to uplift. You know, we're not downbeaters. We're uplift. You know, this is what we do through the platform of sports.
Coach, that's why it's very important, the Dr. Nesbitt Lifetime Achievement Award, which looks like it's going to take place in Biloxi, which will be honoring Metalark Lemon. Earl Lloyd and Bob McCullough to just frame the top three and their history, what they contributed not only to the basketball world but to their community and culture.
That's great. What about in Biloxi are they thinking about doing this, Bobby?
Harris Hotel. And, Coach, as you know, you made that contact with the great Jay Smith. And, and they're in negotiation now. And, as a matter of fact, she sends out a salute to you to say hello.
Yeah.
And the committee is going to be meeting with them on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Good to hear that type of situation is being nurtured. You know, hopefully, guys,
well,
we might be having it.
Yeah, the radio program in which you had down there is the actual conduit for that whole situation, and the manner in which you and Wally handled yourself left the broadcast.
Yeah, well, you know, we're pleased to make anything happen down there that's going to be a benefit to the constituency out there for sure. We got 90 seconds, guys. I want to also keep in mind we're going to have a premiere coming for the look like a exit premiere for the advertisement for the Dream Maker is going to be done in Richmond. It looks like we're hopefully working on that, and we'll be dealing with a young man, Ken Johnson, the marketing. Ken Johnson Marketing, Wally, to see what we can do to help us out with that. That was per conversation with Jerry Bias. So I might be having something in May to come on and create a 30-second commercial for the documentary or exit interviews for the fall premiere of the film with Bell for Media, LLC. Hey, guys, well, listen, we got to get out of here, man. We ain't got but 35 seconds. Let's take place in the time.
All right.
By that quick. Yeah, sure.
Good to hear you guys, man. Good to hear you guys. Keep it up.
Yeah, Wally. And well, give me that some numbers on that savings account, Wally. I'll make sure I got the right numbers for you.
Okay.
We'll get together very shortly on Tuesday, guys, and let's get another great show.
All right.
Hey, always
all right,
remember
when
legends speak, people listen. Everybody.
Yes,
listens.
They do. Everybody. All right.
Everybody.
I call back on that, y'all. I'll give you a call
okay.
on that.
All right, okay.
Are we off the air?
We're off the air. Yes.
Adios, amigos.
Okay.
All right, brother. Take care.
All right.
And Wally, that's Fort Coulter.
Y'all, it was fantastic, Bobby. Fantastic.
Wally, for your future, that's